The battle of the New York incumbents. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Longtime Democrat congressman and chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, has defeated his one-time ally, Carolyn Maloney.
This district does not belong to me or to my opponents, for that matter. It belongs only to the voters of this district, the New Yorkers who get up every day and busy themselves with building a better, fairer city.
The two longtime representatives faced each other due to redistricting that happened after the 2020 census, the defeat ending a 30-year run for Maloney, who fought to get money for people sickened after the 9/11 attacks. In the Florida governor's race, Democrats have their candidate to take on Governor Ron DeSantis in November.
Charlie Crist, a Democrat but a former Republican, a former governor, now a congressman, and a perennial candidate, will try once again to be Florida's chief executive.
And when we win in November, we will send shockwaves across this country.
Crist handily defeated challenger Nikki Fried, the state agriculture commissioner.
And I know that every little girl that I met on this campaign trail, every little girl, I gave them something to look up to.
Crist will now face Republican incumbent Ron DeSantis this fall. In Hialeah, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Also in Florida, the Senate race is set. Democrat Congresswoman Val Demings, a former police chief for Orlando, has won the Senate primary. She will face Republican Marco Rubio in November.
We're not looking behind us. Tonight we come looking forward. It's about holding America to its promise.
Rubio accuses Demings of not supporting police officers in 2020, despite her position as a former officer. U.S. Central Command says at the direction of President Biden, military forces conducted precision airstrikes in Syria to protect U.S. personnel against attacks from Iran-backed groups. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An online review site has a new feature designed to provide accurate information for women seeking abortions.
Officials with Yelp say they've created a new feature the review site hopes will protect its users from getting misleading information about anti-abortion facilities on its platform. Many of those facilities call themselves crisis pregnancy centers and are typically affiliated with religious organizations. Yelp will place a notice on those sites saying they typically provide limited medical services and may not have licensed medical professionals in-house. Many Google employees are asking that a similar notice be placed on the search engine. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Pentagon's announced it's sending another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine as the Russian invasion reaches the six-month mark. The aid is set to be officially announced tomorrow and will fund contracts for drones, weapons, and other equipment that may not see the battlefield for a year or two. Amazon and DirecTV strike a deal to bring football into bars and restaurants.
For the first time this year, a streamer is the sole proprietor for Thursday night games. The deal kicks off this week with the NFL's final preseason game and continues for all 15 regular season games. It will also include Amazon's pregame and postgame coverage. DirecTV for Business works with more than 300,000 venues. Amazon has tapped Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit to lead its broadcast team. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
New Wave pioneers Blondie are releasing their first box set this week. The set called Blondie Against the Odds 1974 to 1982 came about after over 100 early recordings and memorabilia was found in a barn on drummer Clem Burke's property in Woodstock, New York. The set has 124 tracks and 36 previously unissued recordings, demos, outtakes, and remixes of the band's first six studio albums. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.